In New Zealand, the murder trial of the man who dumped his three-year-old daughter at Melbourne's Southern Cross railway station has begun in the High Court in Auckland. Nai-Yin Shui has pleaded not guilty to killing his wife, Anne-Anne Liu, in September 2007. Shui hasn't denied abandoning his daughter in Melbourne. She was nicknamed Pumpkin by the Melbourne police. New Zealand correspondent Kerry Ritchie was in court this morning. She's joined me on the line. Kerry, what evidence did you hear this morning?
Hi, Peter. Well, the prosecution has outlined its case against Nai-Yin Shui. It plans to call 95 witnesses over the next 3 weeks, and there will be video links to Melbourne and Asia. Now, first off this morning, the jury was sworn in, 12 people were selected, and in an unusual move, Shui's lawyers, who get to say yes or no to potential jurors, they allowed the entire jury to be made up of women. Now, that was quite unexpected because, of course, this is a murder trial against a man who's accused of killing his much younger wife by strangling her with a necktie and then allegedly dumping her body in the boot of the family's car, which was parked outside their Auckland home. Now, something that's not going to be disputed in court over the next 3 weeks is that his daughter was abandoned in Melbourne and then he went on the run in the US. And the judge actually told jurors not to judge Shui for what he's done overseas and how he's treated his daughter. Now, the prosecution has also said that it will prove that Shui was physically abusive, that he was a controlling husband, and that he was angry with his wife because she gave him a daughter instead of a son.
What witnesses are expected to be called this afternoon?
Well, when I go back there this afternoon, we'll hear from the defence. They will make their opening address. Nai-Yin Shui has actually employed a very colourful Auckland lawyer named Chris Kameski, and he's very media-friendly and very animated in the courtroom. So he'll get about 5 minutes to outline his case, and then we'll hear from the first witnesses. And those two witnesses this afternoon are friends of the accused, Nai-Yin Shui, so we'll hear what they have to say about him.
Nai-Yin Shui was presumably in court. What was his demeanour?
Yes, he was in court, and he looked a lot more alert than the last time I saw him, which was about a month ago when he appeared in court. He had a very short haircut. He was wearing green pants and a very crisp white shirt, which is also a bit of an improvement from the last time I saw him when he was in very crumpled clothing. He's got a new translator beside him. He used to be assisted by a female, and now he's being helped by a male translator. He spoke just the once this morning, and he said in English and stammered quite a bit, I'm not guilty, I'm innocent. Now, his daughter, Chen Shun Shui, the three-year-old who was left on the train platform, well, she's now about five and she's living in China with her maternal grandmother. It's not expected that they will come to Auckland for this trial.
Kerry Ritchie, live on the line from Auckland there.